A lot of people are looking at the bubbles and looking at the returns of the last week, and they're thinking to themselves, we've missed the crypto bull market and we'll probably have to wait for a pullback until we next get in. Those people haven't been here for a long time, because if they had been here for a long time, they'd know something very simple, right? When this chart breaks out, this total three chart breaks out on a weekly time frame over here, then generally what happens is you get an amazing altcoin run. The last time that this actually happened, the total three actually went up 130%. So if you've missed the, if you think you've missed the bull market because of this little pump that we've had and this list of this little green bubbles over the last week, I'm going to show you today why you haven't missed the bull market, and I'm going to show you exactly where we're going to go. And then I've got a little surprise for you guys, right? I've made a list of altcoins that I think are still worth buying for those of you who do think you've missed the bull market. Here's the list over here. I'll show you why I'm looking at these ones, which ones I would be buying and which ones I shouldn't be buying. This is a very important show. You need to pay attention. While the music is going in between this section and the next section, go and get your pen and paper, because you're going to be writing down a lot this show, a hell of a lot. So let's get going. I see Harry in the chat saying Run is prematurely liquidating. I would be prematurely liquidating if you saw what I saw in the charts, brother. You deserve, I would be. Someone says, nice jacket. Yeah, I like it. Maybe we should get a clothing sponsor. I don't know. I think it's time we get a clothing sponsor here. This is actually, I think, from Sandro. It's actually a very nice jacket. Catching the alpha. Can Sui 10X? Sui can 10X, but just not now. But for those of you who caught Sui, congratulations. Congratulations for listening and having your pens out when we actually start this. Nick Gasson in the chat telling us there's a massive show incoming. I see you all. I see you guys every single day. You know who I also see? I also see the subscribers, the 1,088,969 subscribers. Come on, let's get it to 1.1 million. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Also, how many of you watched the amazing video that I made at Token 2049? It's a masterpiece. So you go to the channel, you go to videos, right? Is it on Rand's show? Is it on my playlist, guys? It is on my playlist also. Let's go. So when you go here, there's this video. This is the video from Token 2049. In this video, there is so much alpha. It's probably one of the highest alpha videos that you'll ever watch. It's the full video from Token 2049. Go and watch it. You won't be disappointed. Okay, listen, before we get into the show, yesterday at the end of the show, we had 3,000 likes. That's where we ended the show yesterday. So we had 4,900 people in the show and we had 3,000 likes. Today, my objective is to give you so much alpha that you can't even control yourself. And that you just smash a like button. So we are trying together to get to over 3,000 likes. Deal. All right, let's go. Smash a like button. Let's get going. I'll get going with Alpha. You get smashing of the like. Yeah, Deepak says that was the best coverage of Token 2049. It's amazing. It's amazing. It was amazing coverage of Token 2049. I'm telling you, even when I watched it, I thought, jeez, I can't believe what we actually did. Can't believe the truckloads of Alpha that we actually did. Anyway, what are we talking about today? Remember yesterday we spoke about China. And we said that they did the emergency rate cuts. Well, look at what happened to the Chinese market after the rate cuts. That's the green candle. I think there was about a 20% market move since the bottom. Let's just quickly have a look here. 12% market move in China since the bottom. That took up the Dow Jones to its highest level over here. And look at gold. I mean, just look at gold. This is gold on the weekly chart. Just look at what's going on with gold. It's like basically on a rampage now. It knows that we're going into rate cuts. I love this tweet. Basically what this tweet says is, it says gold is living in the future. Now this is basically the gold parabola chart, the consolidation and the breakout on gold. And that's from 2012. And it looks like it's exactly the same pattern on Bitcoin over here. Now, I know this thing says that Bitcoin, the gold is living in the future. Gold is not living in the future. Bitcoin is the future gold. And that is why I think that Bitcoin, if you look at the pattern here, right, it says that gold is living in the future, but that's not actually the case. It is that Bitcoin is the future of gold. And if you listen to how BlackRock are actually selling gold, I listened to this on Bloomberg yesterday. Just listen to how BlackRock are actually selling gold. Just listen. This is the, you know when you want to sell something, what you do is you create a narrative. So like everyone sits in a room, you create a document. How are we going to sell this in an investment product? How are we going to sell this product, right? So look at how BlackRock are positioning Bitcoin. Very, very, very much like the future of gold. Listen to this.
How hard is the sell when you think about the retail investor base that can get into this? If you're trying to tell them it's digital gold, yet the volatility is still so high, and many people don't understand exactly what it is at the end of the day. Is it something that will eventually be used as more payment methods moving forward across different parts of the world? Is it something that you hold and never sell, right? How do you then make that case to a generation of people who have not gotten into this asset?
Sure. Well, when you think about Bitcoin, we think of it primarily as an emerging global monetary alternative, right? It is a scarce, global, decentralized, non-sovereign asset. And it is an asset which has no country-specific risk, has no traditional counterparty risk. So these are interesting properties when you think of it from an investment perspective, particularly in a world where there's growing concerns over money printing, currency debasement risks, political, fiscal, sustainability challenges in the U.S. or elsewhere. And so that resonates, frankly, with a lot of investors. It goes back to what we talked
you
about earlier.
You see how he positions it as this non-sovereign asset that protects you from any government or any country. So they're catching on to the narrative, and it's moving the markets really fast. They're starting to catch on really fast. Now, the main thing is, as I posted the other day, the minute that we get one green candle, just one green candle, the full bull FOMO becomes the norm now, and everybody now is starting to bull post. Like you're taking bull post after bull post after bull post. Woke up this morning. This is my timeline. Okay, so Crypto Kaleo starting to bull post, overlaid the fractal of last September and October to this year's just for fun. It serves as a good reminder that September did mark the bottom of the range and October led to a solid shift in momentum. But the real fun started at the end of the month through to December. So people are starting to bull post over there. People are saying good consolidation, 68,000 next. Elja, I think his name is Elja. He says Bitcoin in giant inverse head and shoulders pattern Q4 is going to be huge. Amazing. Like what one green candle did. One green candle took us back to full bull snow. One green candle bought Plan B back. And Plan B starting to, October, classic pump Bitcoin to 70. November, Trump wins the elections, ends the Democrats. December, massive ETO inflow, 150K. January, people, companies return. I mean, he's laid out this whole thesis about how Bitcoin gets to, I mean, he's mad, $500,000 by May. Just a scenario. October, 70K. November, 100K, Trump wins the election. December, massive ETF inflow, 150K. January, crypto people, companies return to Bitcoin, 200K. Look, I think he's over bullish. I got to be honest. I think the guy's over bullish. But I think there is a good reason to be bullish, and I'll show you the main reason. But the main thing that I wanted to show you is you get one green candle, and then everyone's back, and everyone's bull posting. People are bull posting targets. People are calling Tau to 2,000, Render to 25,000, the graph to a dollar, Solana to 500. People are bull posting. You see what it's like, right? You see what it's like. Specifically, I like two bull posts. I like this. This one is actually one that I believe in. The BTC parabola started October, Moonvember, Pump-Sember, and Bulleri. I mean, bro, where do you get your gummies from? Because this is like Bulleri, Bulleri. Can you even pronounce that, bro? Bulleri. January, not Bulleri. Anyway, this is actually the one that I like the most. Summer has ended. CZ gets released soon. I don't think that's going to have any impact on crypto. FTX is going to start repayments soon. That's going to have an impact on crypto. Billions of dollars are coming back. Rate cuts started. They're going to start filtering into the market. Banana Zone Q4, October elections, up only. That's Suzu, who is completely bull posting. So look, the reality is that this little breakout has been amazing. I mean, just look at this. Look at this on the daily. You got Say up 21%. Even StarkNet's up, Chainlink's up, Sui, look at Sui, up to like 170, I saw it. Let's have a look here. 172, that's like really, really good. But the reality is that as much as you think that this altcoin run has started, I'm going to show you that the altcoin run hasn't even started. It hasn't even started. And the reason why I say this altcoin run hasn't even started, and if you think you've missed the bull market, why you need to think again is that this is literally what we call the amuse-bouche. We spoke about the amuse-bouche a few days ago. Again, I just want to quickly Google the amuse-bouche. Bouche. For those people who don't know what it is. So just for the amuse-bouche, it's an amuse-bouche is a single bite-sized hors d'oeuvre. So it's basically that small meal that they give you at a restaurant before they give you like the amazing, amazing, amazing meal. That is where we are in the cycle. And I'll show you why I think that we are there. So look, the first thing that you need to look at is I'm looking at it on a weekly time frame. Okay. This is not a daily. This is not the short term trend. I'm talking to you about the long term trend, the weekly trend. This is the chart that you look at. This is the total three, by the way, which is all the altcoins except Bitcoin and ETH. This is the total three chart, right? Now, if I look at this total three chart, the interesting thing that has happened over here is that we have had a breakout of the total three chart on the weekly. Look at that breakout of a total three chart on the weekly. Now, this has only happened once before, as Sheldon said, and it happened over here. Sheldon actually gave me this chart earlier. And the last time that happens, the altcoins went up 135%. Now imagine altcoins going up 135%. Can you imagine what happens to our bag of altcoins? Because our bag of altcoins don't perform like normal altcoins, right? Now, the interesting thing about this breakout is we've just had the breakout on the weekly, and here it is, you can see. The interesting thing about this specific breakout is, just look at the RSIs. So this is the RSI, which is a momentum indicator, the sentiment indicator, right? You can see that there was a breakout. The last time that this breakout happened was in October 2023. Look where the RSI was in October 2023 and look what happened straight after that. If you look at the RSI here again, so you take the RSI and we look at the breakout of the RSI, again, happened at exactly the same level. So if you put your horizontals over here, it happened at exactly the same level. What is that showing you guys? It's showing you guys that in all probability, if we can hold this breakout on the weekly time frame, not the daily time frame, not a short term, I'm going for 5%, 10% here. On the weekly time frame, we may have actually had the altcoin breakout, which is officially the beginning of alt season. Now that is when you look at altcoins. When you look at altcoins versus Bitcoin, there is an interesting analysis that is happening. There is a breakout on the altcoins versus Bitcoin with a bullish divergence on the RSI. You can see that. And so what's happening right now is you can see that in the East, crypto traders in the South Korean exchanges seem to have shifted from Bitcoin to high beta to altcoins. So remember how the cycle actually happens. It goes Bitcoin, usually it goes ETH, then it goes high cap altcoins, and then it goes low cap altcoins, right? So what you can see is that now we've had the breakouts in the charts. So if we were just to believe the charts are telling us that we may have entered some kind of alt breakout. But we're not only looking at the charts, right? We're looking at the charts. We're looking at the bubbles. I mean, I showed you the bubbles. Look at the bubbles here on the weekly time frame over here. So you can see it over here. Look at the size of the bubbles on the weekly time frame. It's updating really slowly, hey Josh? So you can see that over here. Then you've got, I mean, you've had massive, massive, massive moves from some of the altcoins from August 5th. Like Sui is up 245% from the day that Josh called it. 245%. Saga is up 164%. Zeta is up 95%. Look at this list of altcoins from August when we started telling you guys that you should be buying, right? And I think these altcoins did well, but I've got to actually claim some cred here for those people that are front runners. So today I hit another 100% return. Now, 100% return, if you're playing it on leverage, on 10x leverage, is 1,000% return. This is a call that I made in Frontrunners on the 12th of August. I said, hi everyone, Sui's running as we predicted, but Cetus is lagging. Cetus is the biggest DEX on Sui. I would take a nibble if you think that the market's going to continue to go up. So now that one's also up 100%. So it got to 13.6. That means that I've had three now that have done over 100%. I've had Drift, Phantom and Cetus, all part of the 100%. So you can see it's they're all over there. Also, Paolo in Frontrunners, he called a meme coin. It's called, what's this one called? Limmy, L-I-M-M-Y. I think he made a 4X in. That was yesterday, and I think they did a 4X. 4X, yeah, 4X. That's amazing. That all happens in Frontrunners. Guys, if you want to join Frontrunners, there's a link below. I think earlier on, they said there was 26 more spaces on the waiting list. Let me just say, 24 more spots available on the waiting list. 24 more spots. Sign up, see if you can get in. You'll only get in if someone leaves. You'll only get in if someone leaves. So as I was saying, the altcoins have started running, but we've seen nothing yet. You've seen some pumps, but you've seen nothing yet. I want to show you some of the breakouts that have starting to happen on the weekly. So look at Arweave. Arweave just broke out on the weekly. This is what happened the last time it broke out on the weekly. The last time it went from $9 to $50. The last time Arweave broke out on the weekly, we just had a breakout on the weekly. Let me give you another example, right? Near broke out on the weekly, just broke out on the weekly. Last time it broke out on the weekly, it went from $1 to $8. This is not, you can't say this is alpha. I'm just giving you the facts. This is not alpha. I'm just giving you the facts. If you want alpha, you have to smash the like button. Right now, I'm just giving you facts. This anyone can do. You can just take a chart. You don't even need me for this. Look at Render. Broke out of the weekly. The last time it broke out of the weekly went from $2 to $13. Another one that broke out, Injective, went from $9.50 to $52. Now again, a breakout on the weekly. Another breakout on the weekly. So you see lots of breakouts on the weekly. Another one, Rune, breaking out on the weekly. Phantom, breaking out on the weekly. Look at that. We're having weekly breakouts. This is not alpha, as I said to you. I'm just showing you what the charts are showing. This is not, don't thank me for any of this. Just look at the charts. The charts are giving you all the clues. You have a total three breakout on the weekly. The last time that we had a total three breakout on the weekly with the RSIs like this, that's what happened. As Nick says, this is just the facts. Fact man ran. These are just facts. Can't argue facts because it's all historical and it's all in the charts. Can't argue facts. You see? You just simply can't argue the facts. What you can argue is whether or not this is going to hold up. Now, if it does hold up, we could actually be getting into what we call the real alt season. If we get into the real alt season, you can expect 1,000% returns on your altcoins. That's what happened the last time that you had an alt season. Here it is. Okay, there it was. You saw it. It's now gone. It's evaporated into the ether. So you will have 1,000% returns. Or you can have 1,000% returns like we had last time when it happened. It can happen. If we get a bad case scenario, it looks something like this. 138% return. That's what happened the last time that it happened. So the reality is that when you get a weekly breakout is quite a significant thing. It's not a daily breakout or a four-hour breakout. You're trading much longer time frames. And if you're trading much longer time frames, this looks like it's a breakout on the much longer time frame. And therefore, it could be the beginning of the real alt season. Now, I know that a lot of people are very paranoid. A lot of people are sitting here going, but what if we actually end up pulling back like we did last time? Now, look, it could happen. We could pull back. But as Pizzino says, he says, look, there might be a time when everyone is waiting for Bitcoin to pull back to 58,000, like it has done for the last 6 months, but the pullback never happens. Now, you have to be prepared for that scenario. Up until now, the prep wasn't really important. I'll be honest, it wasn't really important because you hadn't broken out. When you break out of a trend, when the trend reverses and you start going up, then you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared for the scenario that now we break up here. Now, what does that mean that you need to be prepared for the scenario that happens? It means that you have to be in the right tokens. It means that you have to be in the right investments. It means that your portfolio has to be ready. And then you just got to hold on tight for the rest of the ride. What you don't want to be doing, you don't want to be making adjustments to your portfolio here. It's not a good place to be making adjustments. It's a bad place. Let's just say it's a bad... Why is my thing doing that today? Yeah. It's a bad place to... Oh, come on. Okay, we can't use that chart. It's just not playing ball. You don't want to be making adjustments on the way up. Let me get the chart back again. Sorry. Technological issues. There we go. You don't want to be making adjustments over here. This is too late to be making adjustments. You have to get your portfolio ready to make adjustments. Now, what do I mean by this? What do I mean by get your portfolio ready? First thing is get the crap coins out of your portfolio and replace them with coins that you want to be riding for the rest of the cycle. That's the first thing that I would be doing absolutely almost immediately. The second thing is, as I said to you guys yesterday, and it came from this tweet, General trading principle is we watch meme coin tokens pump. Within altcoin cycles, you should crank up risk when the trend first reverses and begin to gradually protect capital as time passes. Let's take a look at what that means on the chart. The trend has just changed. Where is my total three chart? The trend has just changed, right? This is when you want to crank up risk. You want to crank up risk. Now look, if for you, cranking up risk means going into altcoins, that's amazing. Then do that. For me, that's not what it means. For me, I also want to be cranking up the risk, but I want to be cranking up risk into actual really, really good trades. I'll show you a list of, I've got a list of really good trades that we can discuss in a couple of seconds. But number one, crank up your risk now to make sure that you can then remove your risk as we go up the trend here. Here we at high risk, and here we start removing risk and we start going back to Bitcoin, back to ETH. Not the other way around, not the other way around. Most people get this all wrong and they wait till very, very, very late in the cycle. They wait until very late in the cycle over here to start cranking up the risk. Wrong. Crank up risk here, remove risk here. Here's where you're taking money off the table, not putting more money on the table. When the trend reverses, which is what's just happened, is when you crank up your risk. Next is stay off the 5-minute chart. Don't get distracted by short-term moves now. The breakout that we're having now is on the weekly. It's a change of a long-term trend. What you don't want to be doing is looking to get in and out of tokens. What are you really going to get in and out of tokens? Like in, out, shake it all about. That's not how we do it. Right now, you get into tokens and you hold the tokens. Yes, of course, they're going to be pullbacks. I'm sure that Sui is going to start pulling back. I've got no doubt that Sui is going to start pulling back at some point. But long term, I don't think it's even reached half of its potential. It's like buying Solana at $13. Solana goes to $26. You think you're a hero. You sell Solana at $26 and you're crying today when Solana's at $150, right? This is not the time to be looking at the short term charts. Stay off the 5-minute chart. We're entering a trend regime. So adapt to the trending mindset. Low time frames are noise once again, and you're likely to be taking profits too early. Think bigger. Guys, I'm reminding you again, the breakout is on a weekly. It's not a breakout of a 1-hour chart or a 2-hour chart. It's a weekly chart. A weekly chart is a big trending chart. Another person says here, he says, think you can start taking profit on any speculative altcoin positions you don't intend to hold long-term. Sell your bullshit positions that you were trading for the fun and put them into core positions right now so that you can ride the core positions between now and the end of the cycle. The problem is that you're going to miss these kind of pumps on core positions. So just look here. Say up 20% in one day. You're going to land up missing these kind of pumps on your core positions, right? On your core positions, you're going to land up missing these kind of pumps. So you need to start positioning yourselves into this long-term mindset, not this quick in, quick out, take profits, in, out, take profits. You won't beat the a bull market taking profits. It is not possible to beat a market like this trading. I've seen many people try and they all got caught with their pants down. You want to try and beat this market trading in and out? You're going to trade. This is what's going to happen, right? Because you're not a genius. You're going to trade out here and you're going to start buying back here and you're going to trade out here and you're going to start buying back over here and you're going to trade out here and you're going to start buying back over here when you could have just held it. So you're just going to hold, you just got to hold this thing all the way up. Next thing that you need to be doing. So get your core positions. Leverage up on your risk at the moment. So general trading principle. So we went through that one. Another one which I liked is do not fuck up the next couple of months. Once you get a good entry, ride it. Trail the stop if you want to. Yes, I'm telling myself this because as soon as I see a selling wall staring at my P&L, I'll chicken out at the expense of a 1,000,000,000% more plus ROI. Not this time. Prepare yourself for a bull market. In the bull market, you don't sell pumps, you hold them. Now again, this is all under the assumption that you believe the same thesis and same theory that we believe. Maybe you believe a different thesis or a different theory, right? So if you believe what we believe, then that's what you're going to be doing. I read this tweet from Horse, which I think is very good. It said, this is the first time in a long time where a sustained altcoin run being called for what is somewhat justified. All you need to do is have a decent understanding of how the average person in the market behaves, positioning, and look at the monthly charts. It's inertia. Big ships turn slowly. Once the turn is in, it takes a lot more to slow them down or reverse its course. The market behaves the same way. Once the price gets momentum on a long time frame, it requires significant forces to change direction and halt the movement. A strong September makes it very likely for a strong October. And then a strong October makes it very likely for a strong November. And then so on and so forth. Unless, I don't know, unless something happens. So that's what's going on now. And the sentiment is starting to change. It's starting to change more to altcoins. Even let's say the worst of the altcoins. I can't believe I'm saying this about ETH, but it is. People are starting to position themselves into ETH. Sue, who's a good friend and a good trader. I mean, he's now, you can see, he sold his Popcat. He sold his Tau because he thinks that they've just run a long way. He sold his Sui because they've had a good run. And he's putting it into ETH saying, look, ETH hasn't had a run yet. That got me thinking, right? There are a lot of tokens that we like that are good tokens and that haven't had a run yet, right? So yes, a lot of them have had a run. Like Sui's had an amazing run. BitTensor or Tau has had an amazing run. These guys have had a very, very, very good run. Cetus had a very, very, very good run. These guys have all had a very good run. But then there's some tokens that actually haven't had a good run. And they're still good tokens. So what I decided to do for you guys, not me, actually the researchers, great researchers. They're actually probably the best researchers in the whole industry. If you want to join our team of researchers. So Josh, can we put the link for the researchers below? Okay, so you want to join? We're looking for full-time people who want to join the team. You got to be full-time. We're not hiring part-time people. Obviously, it's a paid role. You get paid. You also get like in on deals and stuff like that. What we're looking for is people that are going to join us, people that are obsessed with being on Twitter and Discord and always looking for alpha and will help us write shows. We need to hire like 8 or 9 researchers. So join us if you want to join full-time. There's a Google form below. Fill in the form below. Let's just go to this show and quickly just look at the... Okay. So you want to go to this thing over here, and when you click here, there's like a form that you have to fill in. Please make sure you answer this honestly and don't use ChatGPT or Google, because if you do, the problem is when you do that, we'll catch you out in the interview and you're wasting our time and you're wasting your time. Anyway, long story short, our researchers put together something amazing. What we did was we analyzed the entire market and we said, look, if we look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is now at $64,000, right? So if you look at Bitcoin, BTC USD, here it is. So $64,000. Okay, here it is. Now, 63.7, it was at 64 earlier. What happened earlier on this year when Bitcoin hit $64,000? What happened in, where was it? Let me get the daily chart, makes it a bit easier. So where was it? What happened? When Bitcoin was at $64,000 sometime in, was it Feb? It was around Feb, March, somewhere around there, okay? What happened? Where were the altcoins at that period of time? So we made this spreadsheet for you guys. And if you look at this spreadsheet, it tells a very interesting story. So on the 4th of March, Bitcoin hit $64,000. The current price is, let's call it $64,000. Now, where are the other good quality alts that today... relative to where they were the last time. So look at Sol. When Bitcoin first hit $64,000, Sol's that it was at $133. It's at $150. So it's actually higher. Arweave was at $28 the last time Bitcoin hit $64,000. Today it's at $22. That for me, if you believe in this narrative or in this coin, you kind of say to yourself, hold on, this one's still got a long way to run. Look at Rune. The last time Bitcoin was at $64,000, Rune was at $557. It's at $495 now. Sui is higher. Near's higher. Phantom's higher. But Injective is 50% lower. In fact, the last time that Bitcoin... let's look at the dates, okay? So date over here, 4th March. Let's look at Injective USD on the 4th March. INJ USD, 4th March. Now remember, past performance means nothing and a lot of things could have changed. I'm just showing you this to show you 4th March 2024. 4th March. Okay, yeah. March 4th. 3rd, 4th. $45 Injective was at. Okay. Ton is up. Optimism down. Beam down. Immutable X down. Crown down. Super down. Means gaming had a good run and now gaming is pretty super suppressed. Ohm Mantra is up 333%. Render is down. Akash is down. EOS is up. All the yellow ones here are down. Now, why are we showing you this? Not saying that the prices definitely have to catch up. What we're trying to show you here is that there are a whole lot of tokens. And by the way, where did we get these tokens from? These tokens come from all the lists that we made. I made a list, Joe made a list, Chris made a list, Paula made a list, Kapoor made a list, Andre made a list, Adam made a list. All the researchers made a list, right? And what we did was, who's in the lead? Bros. Josh, why haven't you made a list here? It's not fair because you're too good. You see, I'm still in the lead, but only by pubic hair. I mean, I think Kapoor is behind me because he's got a lot of similar calls to me. So I'm in the lead, but only by a little bit. We took all these tokens and we took all the tokens. We listed all of these tokens over here, and then we looked at the ones that were underperforming. Why did we do it? We did this so that you guys could see what which tokens are actually underperforming and not underperforming. That spreadsheet is below. That spreadsheet is here today. So that is what I'd be looking at. Don't think that you've missed the altcoin pump. Rather change your mindset and say there's a massive altcoin pump to be coming, because I think on the weekly time frame we've actually broken out. And when you change your mindset to that, again, don't ape into the ones that have run 100 and 1,000 and 10,000 and 50,000% in the last week. Let's just quickly go the ones in the week. So don't ape into the ones that have run, because those are usually the ones that are going to get some kind of pullback, right? But someone says, who remembers Monkey Bull? It's called Uncaged. It's at a $15 million market cap, and they just signed a deal with Puma, which Puma actually announced. Paolo says he's in the lead. Hold on. Is Paolo in the lead? Hold on a second. Whoa. Paolo says he's in the lead. He could be. Paolo is in the lead. But then why do you guys rank it like this? Paolo is in the lead. Hold on. Paolo is in the lead. Holy shit. How did he get in the lead? What did he do? Pendle. Okay. Paolo is in the lead. Can't knock the guy down. Paolo, sir, you are in the lead. Yeah. Paolo's in the lead. In my defense, the research is, why do you put my name like that on top? And then Kapoor is under mine, and then Matt under his. Or did the prices maybe just change during the show? Anyway, where were we before Paolo so politely highlighted to me that he is actually the one in the lead? Paolo, maybe you should be the one doing the show here, bro. What do you think of that? Anyway, let's get back to business here now that Paolo's got his 3 days of fame. No, but he has been killing it. The guy's been killing it. Have you seen him in front runners? The guy's killing it in front runners. But Paolo is like if you get to know him, first of all, he's a fantastic guy. Second of all, I think he's a little bit semi-autistic. So like he's only like he operates on like a different wavelength. Unbelievable to deal with a guy like that. Really, really good. Paolo, that compliment was in place of your raise that I was going to give you anyway. But that compliment came in place of, just so you know. Anyway, let's talk about a couple of things before we get into more alpha. Next week is the Bybit World Series of Trading Competition. That's where we can win $10 million. We want to win this World Series of Trading Competition. Sign up with the link and join our team. We are joining on the 1st of October as the competition opens. We are going to sign up. So go and sign up. Also, I am extending the $10,000 on Bitfunded. So if you want to trade on Bitfunded allows you to trade with other people's money. So example, you pay $49, you trade with a demo account. If you get 8% on day one and on stage one, in other words, you get one return of 8%. Then the next time you get a return of 5%, then in stage three, you're trading with real people's money. Now you can get a 10,000 package, a 25,000 package, depending on. So it's for people who don't have a lot of money but want to trade with other people's money. Anyway, next thing that I want to talk to you about. Did you guys watch Gary Gensler getting grilled yesterday at the Senate committee hearing thing? He got absolutely destroyed. I don't really think he cares, to be honest. But he got absolutely destroyed. There were a lot of parts here, like even Hester Peirce from the SEC. Just listen to what she said. This is from the SEC.
Is the token itself a security, or is it part of an investment contract? Is it being sold together with an investment contract? If it is, what is that investment contract and how long does it track along with the token? By using imprecise language, we've been able to sort of suggest that the token itself is a security apart from that investment contract, which has implications for secondary sales. It has implications for who can list it. And I think this is absolutely, we've fallen down on our duty as a regulator not to be precise. And so tucking into a footnote that, yes, we admit that now actually the token itself is not a security, that's something that we should have admitted long ago and then started wrestling with the difficult questions.
She actually works for the SEC. She's a commissioner at the SEC. She's saying, look, we screwed the system. But the one that I loved the most was this one. Now, even Mark Cuban, after listening to this one, where Richie Torres, I mean, destroyed Gary Gensler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
This one was amazing.
Suppose I were to sell you a Yankee ticket.
What's
tell
Gary
you
Gensler's
that the Yankee
face, yeah.
ticket could appreciate in value and could be resold at a profit in the secondary market. And as is the case with all sports tickets, suppose the proceeds from the sale of the Yankee ticket goes toward paying for the Yankee game. By selling you the Yankee ticket, am I entering into an investment contract with you and therefore conducting an unregistered security offering?
I appreciate the question. I don't know all the facts and circumstances, but I don't think so. I know where we're headed here, Representative.
He knows he's getting destroyed.
I don't think so in that Yankee.
So a Yankee ticket is not, and why is the Yankee ticket not a security?
Well, it's really a question, and the courts have been clear on this, is the offer and sale.
Specifically with a Yankee ticket, though. What? When you're buying a Yankee ticket, what are you purchasing?
You're buying...
access to a Yankee game. Is that fair to say?
I understand. It's been a while since I went to a Yankee game. But
I mean, you're welcome to a Yankee game.
I used to live in New York, and my three daughters were all born in New York.
So in the Stoner Katz case, the creators were selling an NFT that offered access to an animated web series. From the standpoint of federal securities law, is there a legal difference between buying a Yankee ticket that offers you the experience of a Yankee game and buying an NFT that offers you the experience of an animated web series?
Again, I don't want to comment on any one specific
It was a settlement, it's a fait accompli. It's not an ongoing litigation. You can comment on it.
But it's about how is something offered and sold. Is it offered and sold as an investment contract? Are individuals looking to a common enterprise anticipating profits based on the efforts?
Well, I'm familiar with the definition. You're avoiding the question.
So he got absolutely. He wasn't. That wasn't only the destruction. Tom Emmer. Tom Emmer lost it with him yesterday.
The SEC broke the law. Your attorneys lied to the court, and no one in your leadership here in D.C. has been held accountable. That tracks. Seems like business as usual here in Washington. Okay, switching gears very quickly. It's been recently reported that Vice President Harris has finally said she'd craft clear rules of the road for the digital asset space if she becomes president. Is this your approach too, sir? Or do you think she's rebuking you because she doesn't think you've done a good enough job establishing these clear rules over the last 3 years of her administration?
I think that there's laws in place. If Congress wishes to change them, they'll change them. But we are enforcing the laws, and there are many
reclaiming
people
my
in this
time.
Field
so you don't
that
think
are not
she's
following
rebuking.
The laws.
Reclaiming my time. Well, it's very interesting that you view your performance.
So anyway, Tom Emmer, destroyed him. It was a shit show, but I don't actually think he cares. Like, I don't know. I think it's like he doesn't care because he's got Elizabeth Warren behind him. He's acting on her thing, and he's got the rest of the Democrats behind him. Anyway, a couple of other things. Number one is, remember that there's Cosmoverse next month in October. I'm going to be at Cosmoverse. I'm speaking at Cosmoverse. But this could actually mean pumps for the Cosmos ecosystem. So I don't know the Cosmos ecosystem, Astroport, Injector, Vroon, even Atom itself. So look out for those pumps. We'll do a bit of a deeper dive here. And then tomorrow we'll spend some time on D-Bridge. I'm going to start actually giving away some money on D-Bridge. Tomorrow, listen up to the show. We'll do some D-Bridge. Josh, is there anything else that you want to talk about? Why is Reef pumping? Because there's more buyers than sellers. A Kuji could pump ahead of the thing. You're damn right. No, someone tried to steal my ledger, so I had to get a new ledger because I think Dupe stole it. I think Dupe stole my ledger. This is now, you see, my ledger. I should actually write my name on it. This is the new ledger. This is like, you know, like the new wallet, the new ledger wallet. This is what it looks like, you see? Oh, you put that overlay thing. Okay, wait, let me get rid of this form thing. Let's get rid of the form. So there we go. See, that's my ledger. It's amazing. I'm not going to tell you what the pin is, but I do have a Crypto Banter branding on my ledger, you see? If you want one of these really cool ledgers, which is probably the safest place to store your crypto, there's a link below. If you buy one in the next week, then we may just send you two just for fun because we just want to. Like someone says, wow, big package. Yeah, a lot of people commented about the size of my package. A lot of people commented. The size of the package is amazing, right? I mean, I'm telling you, it's not funny. I mean, I walked into the gym today. People were commenting about the size of the package. I mean, and I understand. The package is quite big, I must say. A lot of people have been.
I need to cancel my membership.
Anyway, as I was saying, if you want one of these, buy one, and there's a link below. If you buy one, you could just receive two. Or three, depending on how many. I could just go crazy and just send you two, three, four. So everyone that buys one now, you risk actually getting two. It's a big risk, huge risk. Buy one, and when it arrives in the mail, you may actually get two. You get what I'm trying to say to you here, right? So I'm acting like Santa Claus, basically. If you buy one, first of all, it comes in a big package. The size of the package is amazing. So you'll walk around the house and everyone will comment about how big your package is. And you actually may get two packages. Imagine that, you get two packages. See, okay, this show is going downhill now, so I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Oh, are there vacancies? Hold on. Did you put the vacancies at the bottom? So look, we're hiring a lot of people to do a lot of jobs. So if you go to the bottom, if you want to join the Banter team, it's quite not a bad place to work. Apparently the CEO is a real asshole though. Terrible guy. Mad guy. Don't know him, but a mad guy. Click here. You click here, it'll show you a list of all the things, wow, look at this. Wow, look how many different people this company is looking for. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah. Also, you'll get to meet our amazing HR. Well, she's a recruiter. She's amazing. Her name's Theo. She's crazy though. I'll be honest. She's absolutely off the charts, but she's amazing. So if you just want to meet her, by the way, if you just want to meet Theo, then just apply for a role. You get to meet Theo. That in itself could be worth it. All right, this show's going downhill. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, the altcoin season is not finished. You haven't missed the pumps. So trade well, my friends.